I'd like to remind us of a verse that was given to us at the beginning of this week, and given to us particularly in reference to this coming weekend, but we ought to appropriate it all the time. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope. I love these characterizations of God. We're told that he's the God of hope. We're told that he's the God of peace. We're told that he's the God of love. We're told that he's the God of all comfort. But here we're told that he's the God of hope. The God of hope. My. It's a marvelous thing to have hope, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hope. What a marvelous thing it is to have hope. Maybe you haven't realized what a wonderful grace that is, but it's a marvelous thing. There are many people who are without God and without hope, but God has given to us hope. Hope. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Hallelujah. Yes. With all joy and peace in believing. Some people, you know, get the idea that believing is a very difficult, hard job, and that there isn't too much joy in it. Well, now I've just got to believe God, believe God. And, you know, well, it's good to have determination. It's good to have insistence and persistence. And it's very, very good, but you know, there is this aspect of believing. With all joy and peace in believing. Now why? That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God does not want us to have a little bit of hope. But he wants us to abound in hope. Oh, I tell you, it's such a wonderful thing to realize what an abounding gospel we have. If you just take that little word abound and see how many times the Apostle Paul alone uses it. And then you begin to wake up and see that God is not wanting us to have a little meager portion. Some little bitty blessing. That's somehow the way we sometimes expect and the way that we sometimes look at things. But God wants us to be large in our faith and large in our hope. That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so God wants us to really take this verse to heart. As I said before, it was given to us at the beginning of this week. And we ought not to lose sight of it. We ought to lay hold of it. And we ought to believe that God will cause us to abound in hope. Oh God, I'm believing that you're going to do exceeding abundantly. I'm hoping. Now, the word is used in the New Testament doesn't have the connotation that so oftentimes people have when they speak about, well, I hope so. I hope so. Sort of unbelieving attitude, and well, perhaps, no. God wants us. Hope in the New Testament, hope in the Word of God is something that is alive and that is full of expectation, that ye may abound in hope. Now, I'd like to just tie it in with what has been said. God wants us to abound in hope that we will be changed. and that we will be new creatures. New creatures. Really, new creatures. New creatures. I know that it is possible for God to change us so that there's not anything like the old person at all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Did you ever pray that way? I have. I prayed that way many times. Oh God, don't let there be anything like the old Gordon at all. But oh God, don't let there be anything like the old Gordon at all. But oh God, change.
Jesus.
And how is that accomplished? Why, it is accomplished by Christ in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh God, I am believing that you are coming to me, and I believe that you are going to cause me to abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing along this line and for how you are bringing us into a larger grip and a larger faith. You are going to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask for. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know we sang it before, but let's sing it again.
Change from glory.
Favor of all of you, dear ones. You're welcome to stay here to pray and wait upon God as long as you desire to do so. But we would ask you that the last person out would be sure to turn out the lights. Thank you. We will probably be leaving this center fixture on because it lights up pretty much the whole room. And so when you go out of this door here at the side, why, if you'll just snap that top button, it'll turn out the light. And thank you very much for your cooperation in this respect. Some people feel led of God and drawn of God to stay very, very long, and that's good, and that's well. But usually most of the people have left by that time. So if you happen to be the last one out, make sure that you turn the light out. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are overshadowing us with your great presence. Oh God. And oh God, we are looking to thee that thou wilt indeed increase the manifestation of yourself in our midst, and accomplish all that you have brought us or are bringing us together for, those who will yet come. Oh, Jesus, we're believing you for mighty victories in every life, for your great name's sake. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you, whether you go or whether you stay. Hallelujah.
And in thy spirit as never before. We pray, O God, that because of our meeting together and the operation of your spirit, that we will be brought into a life in you that we didn't have before,
Lord.
Walk in you. We believe, Lord, that you will do this for us. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Yes, Lord.
see our great need. And we thank you that you are greater than our need and able to supply our need. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lord, we thank you that we can have this hope, O God, in thee, because it's your work, O God.
Amen.
And we know it's your desire, O God, to do this work in us, O Lord.
Amen.
We hope in thee. Our hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
And you're working in us, O Lord. And you're finishing your plan. We trust to yield ourselves to your working, O God, more perfectly, so that you can perfect that which concerns us, O Lord, as you promised to do. And we believe this night, O God, in thee, O God, that you will enable us to increase in abounding hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, O Lord, because this is your desire, O God, to finish your new creation in our lives, O God. You want to come into our lives. Lord, we open our souls to thee to come in, O God, for you to inhabit these temples, O Lord, to live out your life within us, O God. Jesus, give us that cry for yourself, Lord. Now help us to lay down every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, O God. And with patience, O God, run this race, O God, of letting you have your way in our lives, O God. Letting you transform us, O God, by the renewing of our mind, O God, that we may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In your hands, O God, we commit ourselves for you to work, O God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we pray that you won't let us get by with anything of the natural man. But Jesus, we want to believe you to change us from glory to glory. That Jesus Christ is coming in more greatly to our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you desire to take full possession of us. You desire to come in. We thank you, Lord, you have a great expectation in your heart, a great hope. You are the God of hope. And we thank you for that. And we believe that you're giving us your hope. You're giving us that same expectation in our hearts to believe Jesus to be manifested in our midst and in our own lives. Do something very definite in every one of our hearts, we pray. Oh God, we do believe that you are changing us and making us more and more like thee.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Dear Lord, we thank you that you want to bring us into faith,
yes,
and expectation, and to believe you that you are changing us, Lord, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you that your word gives us that hope, Lord. We thank you that you're able to put that hope within us, because you're a God of hope, Lord. And you're able to fill us with all joy,
amen,
and peace and believing, Lord. that we may abound in hope.
Yes, Lord.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. It takes your working, Lord. But we pray that you give us grace, Lord, to recognize our weaknesses, Lord, and to ask you to come and to undertake, Lord. You're able for us, Lord, as we acknowledge our need, Lord. You're able to come to us, Lord, and where we're weak, you're able to make us strong, Lord, and to get a sight of you and to believe you that you are working, Lord. You want to bring us out of the natural plane into the spiritual, Lord, and we thank you that you're able for us and that your desire is towards us, Lord, and that you want to bring us into heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Lord. And we look to you that you might continue to work to that end, Lord, that there might be an increase of your kingdom, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you give us that cry for yourself, Lord, as we've heard in this meeting, Lord, to want to know you better, Lord, to give ourselves to you, dear Jesus, to yield to your voice, to hear your call, Lord. Oh God, we recognize that in our own strength we can't do it, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you give us that enablement, and your call continues to be one of faith and of expectation, Lord. And we just ask you to continue to work to that end.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray that our hearts shall burn within us this weekend, oh God. Like those, Lord, that had you walking with them on the road of Emmaus, Lord, their hearts burned as you walked with them and as you communed with them. We pray, oh God, that your word will be so sweet to our taste and your presence so near that our hearts will burn, oh God, and that we will know that we are walking with you, that we're listening to you, that we're having sweet communion with you.
Yes, Lord. Glory.